You know, I've just been thinking about something, and I wonder if it's ever occurred to you that everything and everybody in this big world of ours has a name, a title, a little flag, something to give it individual importance. Now, you've got a name, so have your friends, your pets, your toys, the songs you sing, the books you read. They all have names, so I think it's important that this story have a name. Don't you? Don't you?
Yes, 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 yes.
I thought you would. So that's why I've named your story The Christmas That Almost Never Was. The Christmas That Almost Never Was. It's a story for boys and girls and the not-quite grown-ups. You see, the North Pole has a rule. A rule that says, to have a place in that wonderful world of Santa Claus, you must be either a child or else not quite grown-up. But now it's time for our story to tell itself. So just imagine that you're at the North Pole. There's a lot of activity, much excitement, and a great, great deal of preparation. Well, this is that eve of all eves, Christmas Eve.
Work and work and
work some more, but we like
what we're working for. On Christmas morning
when children smile, we know our work has been worthwhile.
Hey, fellas! Slow down!
It's Santa Claus!
Who else?
Santa Claus.
Present bubble and at your service. What's your pleasure?
Oh, gracious goody. It's Christmas Eve, and he or she hasn't shown up yet.
That's right.